My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from these days be holy thine. May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart. My zeal is spared. As thou hast died for me, oh, may my love to thee, pure one and changeless, be a living fount. While life's dark maze I tread, and griefs around me spread, be thou my guide. Bid darkness turn to day, wipe sorrow's tears away. No, let me ever stray from thee outside. When as life's transient dream, when death's cold solemn stream shall over me roll, blessed Savior, then in love, fear and distrust remove. Oh, bear me safe above a ransomed soul. Our Father and our God, our faith looks up to thee. For in you alone we can be saved. For at this time we increase our faith in you. For at this time only you can be our deliverer. Only you can give us peace. Only you can command rest unto us. Daddy, we your children come again on this mountain of power tonight. We have come to look up unto you. We have come to call upon you. We have come to seek your face. Daddy, we pray that in your presence tonight, at your throne tonight, we will receive mercy. And by the mercy you are going to give unto us, we will get grace for help. Grace that will help us to grow in faith. Grace that will help us to be faithful in you, towards you. Grace that will make us to have you as our priority. Faith that will help us even to continue trusting you, believing in you, crying and calling unto you, regardless of what the enemy is doing, regardless of what is going around us. Grace to find help so that we will increase in faith. Grace that we will find help, that will stabilize us, that will make us to hold on to our faith in you. Daddy, we receive it with thanksgiving and praises in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we pray on this mountain tonight that you will do what only you alone can do. Under open heaven tonight, you will pour down your blessings upon us. Daddy, you will empower us. Daddy, you will strengthen us. Daddy, we pray, oh Lord, your glory Father, you will descend it upon us. You will release upon us. It will cover us, O Lord, that people will know that we have been with you, that they will know that we are your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, Daddy, we thank you for your kingdom that is already established in our midst tonight. Daddy, we pray, O Lord, every other kingdom bow to your kingdom in and around us, everywhere that this message is being transmitted. In the mighty name of Jesus, King of glory, we pray, O Lord, that you alone be glorified, even in our midst tonight, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the grace that draw us to yourself, that brought us unto you. Thank you for by your mercy and grace, you counted us worthy to be among the living today, the last Thursday in the month of February 2024, and the last day of the month of February. Father, it's all by your grace and your mercy. It's by your faithfulness and mercy that have been with us. Daddy, we appreciate you. Thank you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for all that you have done for us. Victories that you have given unto us in the past 2 months of the year 2024. Daddy, we are thanking you in advance for many victories that you will give unto us through our Lord Jesus Christ, as we go into the rest months in the year 2024, and as we go into the month of March, knowing that you are marching us triumphantly, even to that month, remaining few hours, in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you, we bless you, because you that you are going ahead of us into the month of March, fire is going before you, destroying all your enemies. So we know that you, the breakaway, the one that breakaway the way maker, the one that make way where there is no way, oh, the one that is a consuming fire, you are the one ahead of us. Father, we have peace, we have rest of mind, and we know that victories belongs to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, Daddy, we thank you because your faithfulness and your mercy will not fail in our lives, in the life of our household members. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, our leader. Thank you, our King, that is going ahead of us. We appreciate you. Oh, the good shepherd that will lead us even to still water. You are the one leading us to greener pasture. Oh, you are the one that will spread the table before us in the presence of our enemies. Even this month of March, as you are taking us into it, that we rest. We have peace of mind in your leadership, in your shepherdhood, in you leading us. Daddy, we say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we know that though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are with us. Daddy, thank you for your abiding presence, even with us and all that you have given unto us. Father, we say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek thee, that seek thy face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory over our lives, individually and collectively. He is the King of glory, leading us triumphantly even into the month of March. Daddy, we thank you, we bless you. As we will decree your word into our lives tonight, so shall it be, that it shall come to pass. There shall be performances of them all, as you promised us, O Lord. So you will do, that people will see your greatness in us. They will see the greatness of your mighty name in our lives, Father, and they will come unto you, even through that wonderful works of yours in our lives. Father, we thank you, we bless you. Forever your name be praised. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Welcome you to the last Thursday of the month of February, which is also the last day in the month of February. We thank God for his faithfulness and mercy that have been with us since the beginning of the month. What a faithful God, what a merciful God is our God. Great and mighty God, you are greatly praised and worshipped in our lives and in the lives of all ours. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Almighty God, we thank you for your greatness and mightiness in our lives and in all ours. We thank you for your name that is so great and mighty, even in our life, that all can see that we are your people. In the lives of our family members, your name is so great and mighty that you will say thank you. The word of the Lord says in the book of Psalm 76 verse 1, God is honored in Judah. His name is great in Israel. We thank you for honoring your name in our lives, in the lives of our household members. We appreciate the greatness of your name manifesting in our lives and in all that concerns us. Every day and at all times, Daddy, we say thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for honoring your name. We are grateful for the power of your great name manifesting in our lives and in all that concerns us. Father, thank you because in your name, our heads are lifted up above that of our enemies. We come with thanksgiving in our hearts tonight for all your faithfulness towards us and your mercy that has been with us thus far in the year 2024. We appreciate you, Lord. We are thanking you in advance for your faithfulness and mercy that will never come to an end, even in our lives, in the lives of our household members, as we are going even into the month of March 2024. Daddy, we appreciate you. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Be thou exalted forever. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, 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 and amen. My brothers and my sisters, seeking God, your sole priority, is the priority of your soul. That should be the priority of our souls. That should be what our souls desire, seeking God. We must desire to seek our faithful and merciful God. He decree and declare unto us this month of March that we are going into in just few, about 2 hours from where I am, Dallas, Texas. Some other nation, they are already in the month of March. Our God said that he will be known in us and his name will be honored in us. That is what God said unto you and unto me. Let us take him by his word. Let us be in expectation that people will see God in us. That people will see the manifestation of his name that is mighty in all that concerns us. He is God. He is not a man. He said it, he will do it. Let me tell you, he declared it for the people of Judah and Israel, and it came to pass. He said he made himself known in their lives. Nations, we know that they have a God. And it came to pass. He fought their battle. He gave them victory. He permits no one to hurt them. He rebuked kings on their behalf. That is your God. That is my God. As we are going to the month of March, trust God. Take him by his word. And so you will see his mightiness. So his name will wrought wonders and miracles in your life, in the lives of your household members, in our lives as his people, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 1 to 15, that is our text for tonight. It was revealed that throughout the reign of King Asa and the people of the land, and all that lives in and around Judah, God commanded rest. God is the only one that can give rest and peace unto anyone, any group of people. He is the only one that can command rest and peace in the nation and even in a city. Exodus chapter 33 verse 14 says, "The Lord replied, I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you. Oh, I decree and declare that God Almighty will personally go with us and all ours into the month of March in the mighty name of Jesus, into the months ahead of us, even years ahead of us. God Almighty, we go with us personally. His presence will be with us in the mighty name of Jesus, as he declared it unto Moses. And it came to pass, so it shall come to pass in our lives as we go into the month of March, as we continue our Christian journey. Daily, God will go with us personally in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God Almighty will give us rest going through the month of March 2024 and years beyond. In the name of Jesus, he will make war to cease in and around us. In the name of Jesus, in your life, in my life, God Almighty declared it, and so shall it be, that he will give unto you rest from that trouble, from that thing that is making you to panic every day, from that thing that is terrorizing you, from that oppression. God said it, and so shall it be, that going to the month of March, rest is yours, rest is mine, rest he will give unto us, peace he will declare, peace he will give unto us, in and around us, and that of our household members, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that everything will be fine and good for you, for your household members. Everything will be fine and be good for me and my household members going through this month of March and months ahead of us. For the mouth of the Lord said it. He did it and he said it unto Moses. So as this word is coming for you, as this word is coming for us, so that Lord will make everything to be fine for us in the month of March and months ahead of us. In the name of Jesus, the word of God will not fall to ground, because his word is settled and already settled in heaven. The word of God coming for you. The word of God coming for us. Let us see it coming to pass. Let us trust his word. Let us hold him by his word. For he has said it, so it shall be. Everything will be fine. Everything will be good for us, his people, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Beloved in the Lord, we are God's people, and his love for us is unquantifiable. His love is genuine towards us. His love for you and for me, his love for us, his people, is eternal. He said, I have loved you with eternal love. That is God. Hear what he said about us. Hear what God says about you. In the book of Isaiah 32:18, My people will live in safety, quietly at home. They will be at rest. This is not Becky's word. This is the word of God. He said, my people, we are his people. We are the one that he bought, even with the priceless blood of his son, Jesus. We are the people that he called his own. His son named us his own. He is our father. We are his children. He said we will live in safety, regardless of what is going on. He said quietly at home. Also the Lord decree and declare. And he said we will be at rest. Tonight, according to this word of God, I decree and declare that we and all ours will live in safety and quietly at our homes, everywhere we are, everywhere our family members are, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me tell you, you and your household, according to your Yoruba word, I say, a o ni gbele fi orun ro. Idamo ni ba wa ninu ile loruko Jesu. Idamo ni ba wa lona oko. Idamo ni ba wa ta ba jade ta ba wole. Because the mouth of the Lord has said it. He said he will personally go with us. And the God that is going ahead of us, all fire is going before him. Oh, take this God by his word. He is God, is not man. I decree and declare that we and all ours will be at rest at all times. Nothing will terrorize us. Nothing will make us to be dismayed. Nothing will cause us to be fearful. In the mighty name of Jesus, everywhere we find ourselves, God has said it, and so shall it be, that rest at all times will be ours, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. According to that 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1 to 15, Azariah speaks to Asa. Hear what he says in verse 1. God's spirit came, the word of the Lord says in verse 1 of that, God's spirit came to Oded's son Azariah. It is the spirit of God that knows the mind of God. Period. This servant of God, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. That is what that verse 1 says. Let me tell you, 1 Corinthians 2:11 also said, indeed, who among men knows a man's thought except the man's spirit within him? So also no one else knows God's thought except God's spirit. The Spirit of God came upon Azariah because he wants to speak to the people of Judah. Because God wants to speak to King Asa. And his spirit rested upon Azariah. And so I decree and declare, the Spirit of the living God will reveal his thoughts, his mind to you and unto me, and to every members of our household, as we are going through the month of March, and even henceforth, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that God, by his mercy, will send his own servant to tell us and all ours his purpose for us, his mind towards us, his concerns towards us, in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, if you don't seek God, you cannot hear from him. If you don't desire God, you cannot hear from him. You must seek God. You must inquire of him. You must ask him everything about you. And he will tell you. He's not a deceiver. He's ready to guide you. He's ready to tell you his mind. He's ready to reveal to you even his purpose towards your life, his purpose, his mind concerning you. In verse 2 of that 2 Chronicles 15, verse 2 says, Azariah went to meet King Asa. He said to him, listen to me, Asa, and all you people of the tribe of Judah and Benjamin. The Lord will be with you while you are faithful to him. If you ask him for help, he will answer you. But if you turn away from him, he will turn away from you. This is a clear statement. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, inquiring for and of him as your soul's first necessity, before you do anything, as the priority thing in life, in your life, in my life, in our lives, he will let you find him. For he said, those who seek me will find me. But if you abandon, turn away from him, he will abandon and turn away from you. Simple as ABC. Jeremiah 29:13 says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart, wholeheartedly and faithfully. I decree and declare that we and all ours will see God this month of March and henceforth, faithfully, always, at all times, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we and all our household members will be faithful to God at all times as we go through our life's journey. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will seek him wholeheartedly. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will love the Lord with all our hearts. We will see him as our soul's priority. In the name of Jesus, we will love the Lord faithfully as it is a necessity for us. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, because we will be faithful to God, when we ask him for help, he will answer us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that we and our household members will never turn away from God at any time for any reason. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Remember that song? I want you to bring it back. Even that old song. Oh, it says, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. If no one joins me, still I will follow. If no one joins me, still I will follow. If no one joins me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Let me tell you, you have to make up your mind. This is the time you have to be determined, even never to forsake God, but to love him the more. There's this Yoruba song that says, Boshe mi ati le mi, 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 Oluwa la osi, Boshe mi ati le mi. That song came from even the testimony, the word of Joshua, the servant of God. That if you all will not serve the Lord, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. My brothers and my sister, what is your determination? What is your decision? Regardless of what is going on in our world today, regardless of this hard time, have you made up your mind, you and your household, never to desert God, never to turn away from him? Have you made up your mind that seeking God will be your soul's even priority? So the Lord will help you in Jesus' name. Verse 3 says, for a long time, the Israelites did not serve the true God. The Israelites did not serve the true God. They did not have any priest to teach them what was right. They did not know God's law. My brothers and my sisters, this is the true picture of our present age. Jeremiah 8:8 says, how can you say we understand these laws when your teacher have twisted them up to mean a thing I never say? This is what the Lord is saying to us. Most pastors, most ministers, they have twisted the word of God. What God did not say, that is what they are saying. The book of Hosea chapter 4 verse 9 says, and thus it is, like priests, like people. Because the priests are wicked, the people are too. Therefore, I will punish both priests and people for all their wicked deeds. Do not be deceived that God will punish the priest, the pastor, the prophet, the evangelist, or apostle that you are following, doing wrong and practicing evil. Do not be deceived. God is God of righteousness and justice. He will pay both of you and that man and that pastor that you are copying and emulating in the same with the same reward. Emulate Jesus. He is the perfect example for you. I decree and declare that we and all ours, we serve the true and the living God forever. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that God will give us and our household members, even priests and pastors, that will teach us the right thing to do according to the word of God. We give us those people that will not twist the word of God for their selfish gain. In the name of Jesus, we will not fall victim of wicked priests and prophets, pastor and evangelist, and even those that call themselves servants of God. We and our household will not fall victim of this one that are twisting the word of God. Let me tell you, see so many things trending on the social media. People just raising things up that does not have any spiritual basis. You know, twisting the word of God so that they can catch attention of people. They can have lots of people following them. They can have people, you know, viewing what the nonsense thing they are saying on Facebook. I decree and declare, you and myself and our household member, we will not fall victim of this one that are corrupting the soul of men, that are misleading people, in the name of Jesus. Verse 4, that 2 Chronicles 15 says, but when they were in trouble, they turned to the Lord, Israel's God. They asked him to help them, and he answered them. God will not cast any sinner that repented from his or her wicked ways. Isaiah 55:7 says, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. My friend, tonight forsake the ways of evil and unrighteous life, unrighteous talk. Return to God tonight. He will have mercy upon you and forgive you totally. He will answer you when you call for help. Remember, God do not listen to the prayers of sinner and of the wicked one. Their prayers, the prayer of a wicked person, is an abomination before God. I decree and declare that we and our household members, we turn to God Almighty in times of trouble and at all times for help. We will not go to Egypt for help. In the name of Jesus, we will not go and seek help, even in the coven of the wicked ones. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that we and all ours, we forsake any wicked ways, any unrighteousness of our thoughts tonight. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that the merciful God, we have mercy upon us, have pardoned us all our sins, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 5 says, at that time, it was not safe to travel very far. There was too much trouble among the people of other countries. Exactly what is going on in our world today, especially in my beloved nation, Nigeria, and in some other parts of the world. Eternal trouble among people of the same nation, and external trouble, problems from neighboring nations. The Bible says, the nation and kingdoms of the earth will rise against each other, and there will be famine and earthquakes in many places. What we are experiencing right now, according to the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the book of Matthew chapter 24 verse 7, when he was talking about the sign of the end time, that we will see before the end time comes. The book of Judges chapter 5 verse 6 says, when Anath's son Shamgar ruled the land, nobody traveled on the roads because his ruling was so dangerous, because it permitted dangerous people on the road. And it continued to say, when Jair ruled, people walk on secret paths. They cannot walk openly because they will be attacked, because they were afraid. Presidents and kings of our time, this can be said about you. This is what we can say about you. ruling at this time, I decree and declare, faithful and merciful God, let there be safety on our roads and our highways in the name of Jesus. I remember in my young age, when I would travel from Ibadan to Kano, we would go through train. In the far bush, nothing will happen. Even if I travel with on the road, no fear of Amirabo, no fear of any Boko Haram, no fear of Fulani Esmen, nothing like that. We will get to Kano early in the morning. Oh, what have our nation turned to? Father, please have mercy. Give us safety in our lands, in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 35 verse 8 says, there will be a highway there called the road of holiness. No sinner will ever travel that road. Almighty God, by your mercy, clean up our highways of kidnappers and killers in the name of Jesus. Father, purge our roads. Father, let no wicked ones travel our roads anymore. Let them no longer have the grace to waylay people in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Verse 6 says, one nation will attack and destroy another nation. The people of one city destroyed other cities. God caused all this trouble to happen to those people. Why? Because they abandoned Christ. Because they abandoned God. Because they told God that we don't need you. We have our own knowledge. The technology is there for us. Oh, we have our earthly wisdom. Oh, we can run our affairs. We can do it in our own way. And the Lord caused this problem, this trouble to happen even to them. Father, have mercy. Let me tell you exactly what we are experiencing at this time. The consequences of an neglecting God, not calling unto Him. He said, if my people were called by my name, but are we truly His people? Are we truly calling Him? Did we repent from our sin? Do we forsake our wicked ways? And then call unto Him. God cannot behold iniquity. Your hand is dirty, my hand is dirty. God cannot behold us. Our heart is so dirty, God cannot hear. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 18, God in heaven shows that He is angry with people. He is angry because they do not respect Him. And they do bad things. Because they continue to do those bad things, they chose not to accept God's true message. Is that not what is happening to us? We are abandoning even the true message of God. But we are hailing and raising up even the twisted word of God from the mouth of the false teacher, pastor, prophet, evangelist. Jesus Christ said that those things will happen before His coming back. Matthew chapter 24 verse 6 to 7. You will hear about wars. You will hear reports about wars in other places. But you must not be afraid. Those things must happen first, but it's not yet the end of everything. People in one country will attack the people in another country. Kings and their armies will fight against other kings and their armies. In some places, people will be hungry. Is that not what is happening? No food. The ground will shake. We are experiencing that. That's in nations of the world, in different parties, or in different places of the world. Almighty God, going through this perilous time, help us and all ours not to be afraid at anything about these rumors, about these things that is happening. Father, help us not to be afraid. Help us to trust your word and to hold on unto you in everything and at all times. Almighty God, help us and all our family members to accept God's true message, God's true words at all times in the name of Jesus, and to reject twisted word of God. Grant us the grace to be like the Berean Christian. Let us be Bible student. Let us go and study the Bible. Let us know the word of God by ourselves in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us love to read your word so that we get understanding. Holy Spirit will minister to us the true word of God. We will not be deceived even by those that are twisting the word of God for their selfish gain in the name of Jesus. Verse 7, but you must be strong. Continue to be brave. God will make your work successful. Beloved in the Lord, this is coming for us tonight. The word of God to us is that we must be strong. Continue to be brave and strong. We must know that no matter what, God will make our work successful. Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. And God told Joshua in chapter 1, verse 6 of the book of Joshua, but you must be strong and brave about obeying the commands my servant Moses gave you. If you follow his teachings exactly, you will be successful in everything you do. I decree and declare that we and our household members, we will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might at all times in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we and our household members, we will be brave and bold in the Lord always, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we and our household members, we will follow God's teachings and we will be successful in everything we do, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 8. Asa bring all the people together in Jerusalem. It reads, Asa felt strong again when he heard God's message from Azariah, son of prophet Oded. He removed the disgusting idols from the whole land of Judah and Benjamin. He also removed them from the towns that he has taken in the hill country of Ephraim. He repaired the Lord's altar that was in the yard at the front of the Lord's temple. My brothers and my sister, word of God is strength and power. The power of God's word is stronger and powerful than millions of the word of thousands counselors and philosophers on earth. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, it says, God's word is living and powerful. His word renews minds and brings peace. Also Romans 10, 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hear by the word of God. Word of God strengthens us to keep going, not to give up, and not to give in to temptation and to lack of faith. That is what the word of God. So try to listen to the word of God. Listen to the true word, the true message. I decree and declare that daily the word of God will give us strength going through the month of March and henceforth. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare the word of God will be alive and powerful in our lives, in the lives of our household members, always and at all times. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that God's word will renew our minds, the minds of our household members. His word will give us peace at all times. In the name of Jesus. This is one of the songs that I release in my CD. Word of God is strength. Word of God is strength. Giving strength to weak in soul. Giving strength to weary soul. Word of God is strength. I decree and declare that we and our household, we will receive the word of God and we will be strengthened by the word of God. Weariness will be done away in the name of Jesus by the word of God. Our soul will be empowered daily in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we and our household, we remove all things that dishonor God out of our lives in the name of Jesus. We will sanctify our bodies, the temple of God, always through his word in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the word of God will sanctify us every day as we go through it, as we listen to the true message, the word of God in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 9 of that 2 Chronicles chapter 15 says, then King Asa brought all the people together who belonged to the tribe of Judah and Benjamin. He also brought people from the tribes of Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon, who had come to live in Judah. Many people from other tribes of Israel had come to Judah to serve King Asa. Why? They had seen that the Lord his God was with him to help him. Hallelujah. God was seen in King Asa. God's abiding presence was noticeable by all, and no doubt they saw the greatness of God manifesting in his life, how he was the one helping him. And therefore the tribes of Israel came and made their living in Judah to serve King Asa. As a child of God, he must be seen in us.
Remember his word for us this month of March is that he will be seen. God will be honored in our lives. His great name will be honored. God will be known in you, in me, in us. And his great name will be honored. When peace rule in our lives and land, people will come to us and they will serve our God. They will serve the King of Peace, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. I decree and declare that people will see that the Lord is with you, with me, with us, and all our household members through this month of March and henceforth. In the name of Jesus, God will be known in our lives. Oh, his name, his great name will be seen in our lives. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that the glory and his mightiness, the mightiness of God, his great acts will be seen, will be noticeable in our lives, in the lives of all that belongs to us. And by this, men will come to us and then we serve our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare, there we see, there we hear the goodness of the Lord in our lives. There we see, there we hear the goodness of the Lord in our lives. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Verse 10 and 11. All these people met together in Jerusalem in the 15th year after Asa had become king. They met in the third month of the year. This is the third month of the year. At that time, they offered many animals even to the Lord as sacrifice. They were animals that had been taken from their enemies. They were 700 bulls and 7,000 sheep. Truthfully and sincerely, it is not required of us anymore to make this kind of sacrifices unto God. But instead, the expected sacrifices the Lord wants from you, from us, is the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving at all times. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews 13:15, through him, therefore, let us at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruits of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 116 verses 17, I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and we call on the name of the Lord. And also Psalm 15 verse 23 says, he who offers a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving honors me. My brother and my sister, this is the third month of the year 2024. Let us and all our household members, friends, come together and offer unto God sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Not only this month of March, let us see it as a thing that should be continuous, giving God thanks and praises. For the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. This is pleasing unto God. The Bible says those who offer sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving honors him. God said by doing so we honor him. I decree and declare that this month of March, nothing will stop us and our household member from giving sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to God in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we and our household, we will always give God the fruits of our lips that acknowledge and confess and glorify his name at all times in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 13, 12 and 13 says, they made a serious promise that they will faithfully serve the Lord, the God of their ancestors. If anyone refused to worship the Lord, Israel God, they will punish that person with death. Oh my goodness. They agreed to do that. Whoever the person was, young or old, male or female. I know we people will say that, oh, that is old time. Let me tell you, God of the Old Testament is the same God of the New Testament. Grace is not a license for us to disrespect God, to dishonor God, not to follow his precept, not to obey his commandment. This was a gross and dreadful promise made by the people of Judah. They did not love their soul above their serving the Lord, the God of their fathers. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11 says, they won the victory over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the truth which they proclaimed.
And they were willing to give up their lives and die. No wonder. No wonder they won the victory. Daniel did not care for his life. He did not deny God. He did not stop praying. He went into that lion's den. And he won the victory. And through that, King Nebuchadnezzar declared that all shall worship the God of Daniel. Oh, the Easy English Bible Version put it this way. Our brothers and sisters fought against him. And they won. They could do this because of the death of the lamb as a sacrifice. They continued to speak God's true message. They were also ready to die as God's servant. That is why they were able to win against Satan. At this hard and perilous time, many believers are denying their relationship with Christ. They are compromising with their faith in God because of money, because of food, because of clothing, because of their acceptance of men. Can we declare our allegiance to truly and trustingly continue serving God Almighty, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, even at the point of death? Like the people of Judah, they said they even agreed that whoever will not serve the Lord should be punished and even put to death. Almighty God, help us and all ours not to deny our allegiance to truly and trustingly serving you forever and ever. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God, by your grace, we and all our household members will not stop serving you for any reason at any time. In the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Verse 14 says, as they made this promise to the Lord, they shouted loudly to show that they agreed. They also made a loud noise with trumpets and sheep's horns. Are you making your promise to serve God confidently and undoubtfully? Are you proud to be a believer in Christ? Or are you ashamed? Or you are dodging your relationship and your identity with Christ at this hard time? At your workplace? Everywhere you find yourself, you don't want them to know that you're Christian so that they will not deny you of that position. Beloved in the Lord, let us not forget what Jesus said in Luke chapter 9 verse 26. For whosoever is ashamed here and now of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Heavenly Father and of his holy angel. I decree and declare that we and all our household members will loudly shout our agreement to serve you, God Almighty, forever and ever. I decree and declare that we and our household members will never be ashamed of our relationship with Jesus and with his word at any time for any reason. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, when you appear in your glory, you will honor us in the presence of your Father and of his angels, because we will never deny, we will never be ashamed to declare our identity with you, our relationship with you at any time in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And the last verse for tonight, verse 15 of that second Chronicle 15:15. The word of the Lord says, all Judah's people were happy to make this promise, because they truly wanted to serve the Lord. They wanted him to help them, and he answered them. After that, the Lord made them safe from their enemies all around. Let me tell you, the non-negotiation night that is coming, God is preparing his servant. Oh, angels in heaven are preparing the ground. It's going to be an outstanding one. It's going to be a memorable one. It's going to be an outpouring of the power of God. Remember what the Lord told us for this quarter, the first quarter of non-negotiation night. Is rest all around. And that is taken from this Bible verse, 2 Chronicles 15:15. Oh, because they declare to serve the Lord, because they rest in the help that comes from the Lord, they cry unto him and he answered them. The Lord made them to experience peace all around. My brothers and my sisters, happiness comes with our serving the true God only. How are you serving God? Or how do you want to serve God? Check it the way you are serving God.
How you prepare to serve God this month of March that we are going through? Truthfully or forcefully? Or forcefully? Do you want help from Him? Or are you seeking help elsewhere? To be saved from the evil ones in this present age and to have rest all around, myself and you must serve the Lord truly, trusting Him only at all times. Remember that song. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Walking in the light of God. Let it be a joyous thing for you serving God. In that capacity, in that calling, in that election, in that kingdom assignment at all times. I decree and declare that we and all our household members, we serve God truthfully, in truth and in spirit. This year, wholeheartedly, oh, serving Him will be our soul's priority. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare, anytime we call unto God for help, He will answer us and help us as we go through the month of March. His abiding presence will be with us. He has decreed and declared personally He will go with us. And He said we will be successful in all we do. Everything will be fine for us. So I decree and declare that God will keep us and all ours safe from enemies. In the name of Jesus, He will keep us safe from all dangers. In the mighty name of Jesus, and He will give us rest all around from now and forevermore. So shall it be, since we pray in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. I welcome you to the month of March, the month that the Lord will be known in your life and in my life, and His name will be great in your life, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Same time next week, remain blessed. Go in this might, go in this knowledge, go in this word of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and you will enjoy peace that surpasses all human understanding, and you will experience rest all around. Jesus' mighty name. I love you. Stay blessed. Becky Adedokun. Bye-bye.